The economic cost of coronavirus laid bare. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which predicts that the March unemployment figures, which are to be revealed this morning, are likely to show unemployment levels at 17%, which is higher than at the peak of the last financial crisis. We're also told that 1,000 people a day are contacting Bank of Ireland to seek debt repayment breaks for their mortgages or businesses, and that a so-called V-shaped recovery, which it had been hoped would boost the economy as quickly as it had crashed, is now looking less likely to happen. Writing in today's Irish Times, meanwhile, the former governor of the central bank, Patrick Conaghan, suggests how the financial fallout might be handled after the pandemic. In order to avoid disruption of services, governments will likely take control of some large firms, he writes. That paper's lead editorial is also devoted to how EU governments are handling the financial crisis. And the lead editorial in The Independent, meanwhile, urges politicians to pick up the pace of talks on putting together a new government. That theme also generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. Under the headline, A COVID-19 Coalition, John Lee quotes comments made by Leo Varadkar yesterday, in which he said that he believes he can have a new government up and running within a fortnight. Lee writes that Mr. Varadkar also hinted that Micheál Martin might be the next Taoiseach in a rotation pact between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. In a piece in the front of the Times, meanwhile, Fiach Kelly quotes a source saying that neither party believes that an austerity policy should be used to deal with the fallout from the coronavirus crisis. For its lead story, The Times reports today on a move to redeploy hundreds of home carers to nursing and residential care homes to plug staffing gaps caused by outbreaks of the coronavirus. The delay on testing caused by global shortages of some of the materials used in testing generates a lead story in today's Irish Examiner. And back in the front of the Times, it's reported that pharmaceutical companies here are gearing up to manufacture some of the key ingredients used in COVID-19 tests. The designation of a tower building at Belfast City Hospital as what is being described as the North's first Nightingale facility in preparation for a surge of coronavirus patients needing intensive care is covered in the lead stories in both the Irish News and Belfast Telegraph. Prepare for the worst is the lead headline in the Telegraph, which reports on Health Minister Robin Swan's warning last night that 3,000 people in Northern Ireland could lose their lives as a result of the virus. The front page picture in today's Examiner is of Garda Mary Gardner carrying bags of shopping and chatting to 91-year-old Eileen Nolan in Tralee, County Kerry yesterday. And finally, back in today's Times, Miriam Lord writes about the transformation of the City West Hotel in Dublin into a self-isolation facility. She describes how the Taoiseach and Minister for Health turned up to view the repurposed hotel, which has always been a popular Ard Eish venue. It must have been strange for the two politicians to walk into the main arena in City West and see nothing but a vast expanse of floor with crews busy putting together this field hospital. Where's the platform, the slogans, the rows of seats and the pumped up delegates, she asks. And when did we ever, in our wildest dreams, envisage a field hospital springing up in Saggart?